Welcome to the most listened to golf in the world, the Fairways of Life show, on air, online, and around the world. With the most candid interviews, unforgettable stories, taking you beyond the ropes. Here's your host, New York Times best-selling author and Golf Channel's Matt Adams.
We are live from the PGA Tour Superstore Training Summit. Yeah, we're down here in paradise. I know some vicious weather has ripped across the continent, but down here, it is all about what lies in the future, very much about the equipment that will define the day on the PGA Tour, on LIV Golf, in the world of golf at large. And of course, hopefully in your bag, if you're ready, maybe for a new set of irons or perhaps a new driver or new putter, whatever it is, you can find it at the PGA Tour Superstore, where you shop with the pros, your happy place. They're all getting trained right here. That's just part of what makes the PGA Tour so special. And of course, one of our partners, what you're looking at right now, Pete Holman from our friends at Golf Forever is getting everybody ready for the day. That means flexibility. That means the stretching. It can mean fundamentally a change in your life. We'll get into the details of the same. John Levy is joining me, one of the managing directors for Golf Forever. And of course, I'd mentioned to you guys that Golf Forever is now part of the Fairways of Life family, and I'm very proud and happy about that. Both myself and my wife, Donna, are using Golf Forever. It's an incredible program, and I call it program for a reason. John, good to see you, my friend. How's it going for you guys?
It is going great. We are excited. Obviously, a big announcement today, but as you and I have been talking, I love that you've been doing the program.
Yeah, it's to me, I have found everyone's familiar with what we see, you know, from Scottie Scheffler and some of your big ambassadors, where they're working with the Golf Forever, this stick that you have, and you've got it can be attached, and you can change how strong it is from an elasticity standpoint. You can see some of the items on your television screen right now. But in truth, that stick, which is so well done and so important to the program, is only part of the program. The depth of what you get when you do the Golf Forever program is about everything and anything that you need for your body and your golf swing. It is very much about playing golf forever, but it can change. Hey, there you are. It can actually change your life because of the flexibility that in other words, are you dealing with pain? That's just part of what this program deals with. To that point, how was it that you guys were able to develop Golf Forever and develop it in such a way that people who are dealing with whatever they're dealing with, or they just want to get stronger and more flexible, I want more speed in my golf swing. How were you able to develop a program that was so comprehensive?
Yeah, well, it's Dr. Jeremy James, our founder, CEO, which you know and you've interviewed before, and he basically digitized his personal methodology, what he had done in his practice for so many years. And I'll tell you, Matt, you know, as we've been talking, you know, I've played golf my entire life. Didn't understand why a couple times a year I'd wake up in pain, big runner, a lot of deficiencies that, you know, as Jeremy has always joked with me, I was a 40-year-old who moved like an 80-year-old. Here I was, worked out every single day, didn't really understand why I would be in pain sometimes. I wasn't doing the right thing.
You're talking knees, back, things,
yeah,
typical
lower,
runners. Yeah,
lower back, you know, just a lot of aches and pains going, is this really what aging is like? And met Jeremy James and, you know, really fell in love with his mission and understanding of this can affect golfers on the golf course, but off the golf course as well.
There's no doubt about that. I mean, the name of this show is Fairways of Life. So it was a perfect union here. Now, the reason why we're leading the show with John today, and he alluded to it already, huge announcement coming from Golf Forever, and we wanted to share in the excitement of it. You want to tell the world what's going on?
We are the official golf fitness system of the PGA Tour, and we could not be more excited.
Isn't that awesome? What does that mean, though?
Yeah, so we've embarked on a partnership. As you saw, you know, we're showing Scottie Scheffler there. He's been our key PGA Tour ambassador for the last 2 years. We now have signed Tom Kim. We have Zach Johnson, Justin Leonard, as you know. Ryan Palmer as well. And it really is a personification of the impact. And I would say that the scope and the breadth of what we, you know, our presence on tour, and a lot of cool things coming, great initiatives. Couldn't be more excited.
It is so so cool because this is a life-changing program. That was the reason why I became attached to it, because it is that cool and it is that important. So I really encourage you, log on to golfforever.com and you can check it out yourself. We are here, of course, at the 2024 PGA Tour Superstore Training Summit. How important for Golf Forever is your relationship with PGA Tour Superstore?
Oh, extremely important. You know, we love that they invest in the golfer through and through, and giving them a better experience, understanding that, you know, your body is important. As you said, you've been doing the program, you've noticed the difference.
Yeah.
And we want to be able to provide that experience to everyone and understand that, you know, when you come in for a fitting, you come in for a lesson, you need to warm up your body.
Speaking of that, of course, the slogan of the PGA Tour Superstore fittingly is shop with the pros. When you watch your videos, and I need you to explain this because this is the hardest part for me to translate to people how and why Golf Forever is so important, so different. I sign up, right? And then you do a fitness test and they determine what level you're at. And then once you go into the program, it uses AI to determine where you're going from one day to the next. And the experts that they have, the variety that they have, the beautiful settings that they shoot it in. We were talking about that off camera last night. We were having a beer. It was really cool. Could you kind of explain to the world the depth of what they get and how it's customized and personalized?
Yeah. So you start with a strength and flexibility test. Takes about 5 to 10 minutes. And the whole idea of that is you and I fill out the assessment differently and we get different programs. Quite literally every day you're going to get a fundamental warm-up and then a strength building or an injury prevention routine that is customized to each of our needs. And what we found is it's incredibly effective. We have an extremely high retention rate because of that. And, you know, if I kind of take the business side aside, this works. You know, it's not just a product, right? The swing trainer, which you pointed out, it's a great training tool used in combination with the Golf Forever program and our app. It's game changing.
There's no doubt about that. When we finish up with John here just in a minute, I want to show you guys a video that we put together, my first step with Golf Forever. And it's kind of funny because if you watch the video, you can see where I'm unsteady and a little bit nervous and limited range of motion. And this is coming from a person that does a lot of lifting and also does a lot of yoga. And still, this was brand new for me. And it moved my body in ways that I hadn't previously. I can tell you it has helped my golf swing. That much is true. I still haven't achieved the swing objectives in terms of speed that I'm hoping for, but John's got some recommendations for me to check out in the massive archives and library that Golf Forever has, which I'm looking forward to as well as soon as I get home. Are you super excited with where everything's going?
Yeah, you know, we're not to be cliche, but I mean, we are taking this thing and really trying to reach so many golfers and, you know, kind of give them the idea of what this mission is. It's a behavioral change. It's the perception change that your body is just important to work on as your golf swing. And if you work on your body, you're going to help your golf swing.
Very cool. Of course, we're only a few days away and we'll be broadcasting with all of you guys from the PGA Merchandise Show. How excited are you to be there again and be in front of tens of thousands of professionals in the industry to say, look how far we've come?
Yeah, it's our third year exhibiting. We have a bigger footprint this year. We have a really cool experience at the demo day, which you'll be stopping by. And, you know, it's a great way for us to, you know, reach the golf professional and really help people understand the experience of what Golf Forever is.
Very much looking forward to all of that experience for you guys and selfishly for me too. And this piece, which I'm about to show you, was literally the first time for me going through it, doing my assessment, and to see what came next. Here it is.
Hey, I'm Matt Adams with the Fairways of Life show. You know, with the new year comes new goals, new things that you hope to accomplish. For me, I definitely wanted to work on my golf game. I definitely want to work on my fitness, but I wasn't even sure where to start. So when I was introduced to Golf Forever, and then they subsequently became a part of the Fairways of Life family, I finally found a way that I could achieve both goals and bring you guys along for the ride. And look, if it's good enough for Scottie Scheffler, then certainly it's good enough for me too. So first thing I did, I headed to the gym for my first workout with Golf Forever, and it was nothing like I expected. Getting started is actually pretty simple. First of all, head over to golfforever.com. You get your swing trainer, and once you have all your gear, all you need to do is download the app. It's that easy. I answered a few basic questions. I set my goals and then went through the assessment so Golf Forever could set the right baseline. Then I did some push-ups, a few lunges, a little bit of balance work, and boom, done. Now it was time to start my workout. So much of golf, obviously, is about flexibility, right? And that was one of the things that I really wanted to focus on this year. So I found myself doing all kinds of stretches, basic movements, but they were really effective. I was twisting, I was bending, even incorporating the swing trainer to help loosen up my body. I wasn't great at it, but I was just getting started. It was the absolute perfect way to get my feet wet.
That was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. You know, that was day one for me. So I realized this is just the tip of the iceberg. And I can tell you, I am feeling it in different parts of my body. I wasn't sure what to expect from Golf Forever. I know what I was hoping to accomplish with picking up with these guys. And that is, I'm looking for more mobility. I'm looking for more flexibility. I'm looking for more speed, ultimately, in my golf swing. What I didn't expect was, even today when I was doing my assessment and then doing some of the different exercises, was how much I was feeling it in different parts of my body that I don't feel when I'm working out in the gym. So I know it's gonna work. I'm super excited about where this pathway takes me. I'm super excited about sharing it with you guys too, because I know you have goals with your fitness and with your health and certainly with your golf game. And it's something that we can share together.
Easy now. Find your happy place. The PGA Tour Superstore. It's all in the hips. Where every swing is possible. Just tap it in.
Yes!
Find all the latest gear, apparel, and personalized club fittings.
Is this goodbye?
We've only just begun.
Shop with the pros at Golf's Happy Place, the PGA Tour Superstore.
In Ireland, golf is more than just a game. Come and experience our world-famous links courses and our world-famous parkland courses, all set alongside world-famous scenery. And visit our world-famous historic sites. And while you're here, enjoy our world-famous hospitality. Fill your heart with Ireland at ireland.com/golf.
It screams. It tracks. It's soft. It reacts. It is the Bridgestone Tour B with a game-changing reactive cover designed to spring faster off your driver and stick longer to your wedges. Try Bridgestone's Tour Bs, the Tour Ball reinvented.
The Gen 6 iron is a culmination of everything that we have learned as a team, the absolute best golf club I've ever hit. It's something special. Say hello to the new PXG Gen 6 iron. The longest, most accurate irons we've ever made. They go higher and farther than any iron that I have hit to date, and they're so easy to hit. Super excited for the consumer to try this. They're gonna love them.
PXG, nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, period.
Baseball? Nah. Football? Done it. I think I'm gonna go after the PGA Tour.
Bo, you're gonna need the right equipment company.
I think I got that.
You know, Tour Edge backs all their clubs with a lifetime warranty.
I know.
They ship all their premium custom clubs in 48 hours.
I know.
All their premium clubs are hand-built in the USA.
I know.
You know, Tour Edge has won 35 times out here.
Guys, I know.
Pound for pound, nothing comes close.
Boyne Golf provides the ultimate world-class golf destination with 10 championship-caliber courses spanning three resorts. Centered in Michigan's northern Lower Peninsula, the courses are the products of some of the game's masters, including Robert Trent Jones Sr., Arthur Hills, and Donald Ross. From the all-inclusive vacation packages, elite instruction with the Boyne Golf Academy, tournaments, and so much more, Boyne Golf truly offers an unrivaled Michigan golf vacation experience. Just log on to boynegolf.com.
That's what's going on the range right now. Pete Holman getting everybody ready for the day. It was fun talking to John at Golf Forever, and I do hope you guys get a chance to check it out because I know it can help so many people. We're here live for day two for me of the 2024 PGA Tour Superstore Training Summit. This is an opportunity when really all of us get a chance to see the new product that will be flooding into the marketplace and is already creating a tremendous amount of buzz. You know what? Honestly, before the rest of the world, we get to see it. Everybody here from the PGA Tour Superstore, associates coming in from coast to coast, get a chance to hit this product. It was funny because yesterday I got a chance to hang out for a while, in particular at the Callaway booth, in particular at the Ping booth. There were others, but those two were the ones we spent most of. Oh, there's Jill Spiegel. She's the president of PGA Tour Superstore. Ripping that shot. So we had a chance to watch the reaction that people have to hitting this different product. And at Ping, it was really distinctive yesterday because I was able to sit there and watch the way people react to either the irons, because they have four new irons in their line this year, the driver, which continues. I mean, nobody's tweaking drivers with any more technology than Ping is. And a little bit later on in today's program, I've talked to you about Ping, I talked to you about Callaway. We're also going to have TaylorMade on the program. We'll talk about their new product. I'm very much excited and looking forward to that as well. Of course, this week is the American Express on the PGA Tour. It is the Dubai Desert Classic out in the desert. There was a lot going on at both of those events, and it's a pretty good field. Here we are at the American Express, notable tee times. These times are Eastern, please note, for Thursday. Xander Schauffele and Tony Finau at 11:41, Shane Lowry and Jason Day at 12:14, Scottie Scheffler, Patrick Cantlay at 12:47, Zach Johnson and Brant Snedeker, a couple veterans, 12:58, Billy Horschel and Camilo Vigegas, 12:58. No, you remember you have 1 and 10 tee times. Chris Kirk and Wyndham Clark at 1:20. Will Zalatoris and Daniel Berger. I'm going to talk to Dom about Daniel Berger in a second because it was kind of a funny story about how he got his caddy this week. 1:31 respectively on both. Ricky Fowler and Justin Thomas. Tom Kim and Minwoo Lee. Of course, Justin Thomas getting his season started for 2024. Remember, he finished 78th in FedEx Cup points, just outside the cut line last year, and he feels like the game is in good shape. Dom, good morning to you. I can tell you it is absolutely beautiful here in South Florida. There's a tremendous amount of excitement, both for what just happened with our friends at Golf Forever and their big announcement of partnering with the PGA Tour, and then you've got hundreds of associates that are being trained on the latest product that's going to help people with what product is best for their game. And that's whether you swing it, whether you wear it, whether you learn from it. And yes, we're talking about golf, we're talking about tennis, we're talking about pickleball too. You can find it all at the PGA Tour Superstore. The story though that surrounds Daniel Berger and his caddy, you're telling me this morning, made us laugh out loud. Could you tell the world, share with us what happened?
Sure. First of all, I'm getting garbage online about how we're this show is somehow taped. This is not taped. This is very, very live. Andrew, put the Berger thing up there that you got in preview there. This is from the tour. We're going to see Daniel Berger this week. Daniel Berger is going to make his first start since the 2022 U.S. Open due to that back injury. So it's going to be great to have Berger back in the mix. I think we all know that when he's playing well, he is a top 10 player in the world. So it's going to be really great to see him back out on tour. I there's no doubt there's going to be a little bit of rust there, Matt. But the story that you were alluding to is that Daniel Berger needs a caddy, right? He hasn't played in forever. I need a caddy.
Yeah.
So he calls a guy, and he leaves a message. He's like, yo, I need you to caddy for me. The person he called was DJ Nelson, who used to caddy for Heath Slocum, used to caddy for Chad Campbell. He's a caddy, a veteran caddy, a great caddy. He calls him back and he says, I'm going to caddy for you. He's like, oh, that's great. So you're just going to stop doing TV? And DJ's like, what are you talking about TV? He goes, you're going to stop doing TV? You're going to caddy for me. Who do you think you called? He goes, is this John Wood? It's like, no, this is DJ Nelson. Daniel's like, oh, well, okay. So he's still gonna caddy for him. So Daniel's got him on the bag, and there's a couple quotes online circulating. Apparently, this is a classic Berger situation. So you know, we all know that guy who's not great on the phone, who forgets things and mixes up numbers in the phone. That's very common. So I thought that was kind of a funny little story there that Daniel Berger That's how we ended up with DJ Nelson on the bag this week. So we'll see how that goes. And again, I think we can expect a little bit of rust, Matt, right? I mean, that's to be expected from Daniel Berger, but it's great to see him healthy enough to play out on tour again.
Yeah, very unique golf swing, and hopefully he finds his form. I mean, I'm assuming if you watch his social media stuff, he is practicing a lot. He likes to put a lot of stuff out there when he's out in the boat in this part of Florida as well. He grew up down here. Great tennis family, and he's a great tennis player as well, so an all-around athlete. Fingers crossed for Daniel Berger then, in a classic story about thinking he was calling one person, actually talking to another, and the other person was like, I'm so excited about caddying for you. He's like, oh, okay, fine. Let's just go ahead and do it. It reminds me of a story back in the day, probably three Ryder Cups ago, if I had to guess. And they had this group text message of the people that were on the team, of course, the captains, the vice captains, the prospects. And they would have this text going back and forth. Hey, did you see what so-and-so did this weekend? What do you think about this pairing? And all this was going on. And then this random text came through on the chain and said, hey guys, would you mind removing me from this text chain? I'm not on the Ryder Cup team. It was just some random guy. Somebody put the wrong phone number in. Whoever made the list must have been in their phone book. And he was actually on the group text talking
what
about the
idiot,
Ryder Cup.
By the way.
What was that, Don?
What an idiot. You're on the Ryder Cup text chain with all those legends. And you're can you
and
stop
he took himself off. That's what
Megan
was just saying, sitting next to him. She was like, I would
have
stayed on the list.
Inside knowledge of the pairings and stuff going, I mean, you think we should pair him? No, that guy hates that guy. That's some serious inside knowledge right there.
It could have been a person that had nothing to do with the Ryder Cup. I remember when we first started doing this show as a radio show back in Sirius XM, one of our on-course broadcasters who our audience probably knows, his name is Fred Albers. And, you know, Fred was doing a great job, and I was sending him texts. Fred Albers is killing it here. He's doing something there. Finally, the guy wrote back to me, and he said, I'm really sorry. He said, I am Fred Albers, but I'm Fred Albers, the symphony musician, not Fred Albers that has anything to do with golf. Maybe you might want to find, you know, who your real friend is. So there you go. That's how you make friends in social media. Of course, this week is a non-signature event. And there are important ramifications that come from players playing well in the stretch that we're in right now. It still will be through next week at the Farmers, where they have a chance to get into the signature events. Remember, those who got into the signature events at the end of last year, because the top 50 get in, but 50 through 60 were the so-called swing 10. So let's take a look at the criteria as well as the schedule so you understand these signature events, when they come up, the significance of the same 2024 PGA Tour schedule as follows: 36 regular season events, 16 of which are signature events. Yes, that includes major championships. Yes, that includes the players. It also includes FedEx Cup playoffs. The calendar year schedule started with points at the start of January. Very distinctive point to make at this juncture. Top 70 make the playoffs. The top 125 keep their card. 8 no cut signature events. Now that has been met with a variety of opinions. I'm sure if you are the players that are in those 8 no cut signature events, you love them. The people who are on the outside looking in, not quite as much. Signature event eligibility, you can get in there if you play well. Top 50 from last year FedEx Cup standings, then the next 10, which for the first two Signature Cup events, the next 10 were number 51 through 60 on the list. The swing 5, that comes from players not already eligible that are the top 5 in the in-between events. That's why I'm talking about last week, this week, and next week are going to determine who that swing 5 is. Grayson Murray is already in. Once you win on the PGA Tour, you automatically get into the signature events for the rest of the season. PGA Tour members inside of the top 30 in the official World Golf Rankings, current season winners, as I just mentioned, and 4 sponsors exemptions who are also members of the PGA Tour. Signature event eligibility, as I mentioned, the next 10. Top 10 members in FedEx Cup standings not already exempt. There is precise qualifications, and it's tournament dependent. The swing 5, top 5 FedEx Cup point earners not already exempt, as noted. The points are accumulated between the signature events. And then there you see it. Field sides are expected to be 70 to 80 players for many of these events that lie in store. As to what the signature events are, let's take a look at that next. As I mentioned to you, those signature events include the FedEx Cup playoffs. You can see it down there at the bottom. It includes the major championships. You can see it spread out through the graphic. If you're watching us on the television side, on the radio side, I will explain to you as follows. The Century, of course, open the season, AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, the Genesis Invitational. Those are the first two signature events that the next 10, if you please, got into at the end of last season. Arnold Palmer Invitational, the Players Championship, the Masters, RBC Heritage, Wells Fargo Championship, PGA Championship, the Memorial Tournament, Jack's event, the U.S. Open, which, of course, will be at Pinehurst this year, the Travelers Championship, the Open, which is at Royal Troon, and then, of course, the three FedEx Cup playoff events. That's what makes up the signature events for 2024. We are off and running on the PGA Tour schedule for 2024. We are off and running live on the Fairways of Life show on this Tuesday. Hope you guys are having a great one. When we come back on the Fairways of Life show, we're going to be joined by a special guest, the straw that stirs this entire drink, especially this week here live from the 2024 PGA Tour Superstore Training Summit, where, again, if you're going to shop with the pros, then you're going to be very happy to know that these pros are trained with an intensity that doesn't exist anywhere else in the industry. There's a reason that they are the number one golf retailer in America. More of FOL after this.
I guess, hello world, huh?
And with one subtle hello, Tiger began an amazing and unthinkable career.
I've done it for 20 years now with Bridgestone. It allows me to play an aggressive style around the greens, and it's allowed me to win a lot of tournaments.
Bridgestone Golf, proud to be part of your journey.
Boyne Golf provides the ultimate world-class golf destination with 10 championship-caliber courses spanning three resorts. Centered in Michigan's northern Lower Peninsula, the courses are the products of some of the game's masters, including Robert Trent Jones Sr., Arthur Hills, and Donald Ross. From the all-inclusive vacation packages, elite instruction with the Boyne Golf Academy, tournaments, and so much more, Boyne Golf truly offers an unrivaled Michigan golf vacation experience. Just log on to boynegolf.com.
I think when you're training for other sports, or why most people go to the gym is so that they can like have muscles and, you know, be strong and be healthy. And a lot of the reason why they struggle to play golf is their body doesn't move properly for them to be able to hit a golf ball. And when you're training for golf, it's a little bit different because you're focused more on flexibility and mobility and being strong in motion. When you're able to kind of have a warm up and have a workout routine and kind of gradually build up to where you're training your body to move properly, yeah, you're going to get a lot of big dividends on the golf course.
Relax. Easy now. Find your happy place. The PGA Tour Superstore. It's all in the hips. Where every swing is possible. Just tap it in.
Yes!
Find all the latest gear, apparel, and personalized club fittings.
Is this goodbye?
We've only just begun.
Shop with the pros at Golf's Happy Place, the PGA Tour Superstore.
What if we started a company and the company was under no time constraints, no financial constraints? The one constraint is their clubs had to be exceptional performers and much better than any other alternative. I was told time and again, it'll never work. It worked like a house of fire. And I'll tell you what, I think our customers love it. BXG, nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, period.
Zero Friction introduces the Wheel Pro Push Cart Golf Bag with its revolutionary 3-in-1 design, supportive legs that spring into action, a comfort grip handle with three locking positions, accessories for the modern golfer enhanced by 7 pockets for more storage, and removable all-terrain wheels which slide right into place. The new Zero Friction Wheel Pro Golf Bag checks every box for every golfer. Push, carry, or cart, the decision is yours thanks to Zero Friction. Head to ZeroFriction.com today.
Welcome back to the Fairways of Life show. That's what's going on right now. That's Jill Spiegel right there. Look at that power move.
have to start with that.
Looks like you could do a little golf forever, I'm just saying. Good to see you. How are you holding up?
Good to see you, Matt. Great. Everything's great. Big week for us.
I bet it is. Jill's the president of the PGA Tour Superstore. How, I guess to say, unique is it that you guys are the number one golf retailer in America? Stores from coast to coast, massive, beautiful stores. You need it, you're going to be able to find it at the PGA Tour Superstore. And yet you bring your associates in and you give them this intensive training on the product. I mean, to my experience being around the game for a few decades, I've never seen anybody do that.
Yep. And I was talking to some of our key OEMs yesterday, and they said nobody does it like us. So it's really important to us. As you mentioned, our associates are our real pros. And the PGA show is next week. They're getting to preview all the product a week ahead of time. And it's important for many reasons, but it's the most important thing is for them to get educated on all the latest, greatest product, whether it's equipment, footwear, apparel, because they're the closest ones to the customer.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the customer ultimately is the one that benefits from this. And it's great for our vendor partners as well, because they're getting the feedback from our team on what the vendors, you know, on what our customers want. We have all different customers coming into our stores, from beginners to avids, and, you know, just different taste levels as well. You know, you have people who want traditional clothing and people who want, you know, the most modern. So we have to cater to everyone.
How much you and I have been talking about the clothing side for years now, when we go back in our relationship, but how much is the mix in a PGA Tour Superstore between, say, hard goods and soft goods, being the apparel?
It's roughly 60-40.
Wow.
You know, and in our resort stores, it's even closer to 50-50, because we do a tremendous amount of apparel business.
Shoes are also important. Mm-hmm. Did you get a chance to have your associates work on the apparel side and the shoe side this week too?
Yep. They started here last Friday, and they 2 days of intensive training, and the entire company, all the associates, hard goods and soft goods, were here Sunday night. We had a big celebratory kickoff. And it's great, because we've been doing this for 12 years, and we had to do it remotely for 2 years due to COVID.
Yeah.
And this is the first year we've had all of soft goods and all of hard goods back together. So over 300 associates here this week.
Oh my gosh, that's bigger than what I actually thought was here. When I just take us inside just for a second. When you say that they get a chance to see the new products, whether they're talking about soft goods, whether they're talking about equipment, et cetera, they clearly also get a chance to hit the product, as we've been showing you in the different video, including yourself, with these different products. How much is their time spent between physically experiencing what's happening with the product and striking the clubs, et cetera, and formalized in classroom training?
Yeah, well, what we did yesterday is they spent from 8 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock hitting all the equipment. And then they spend the afternoon, probably an hour, hour and a half with each OEM, learning all the features and benefits of the product. So it's very intensive. And it's great, because they've tried the product and now they can ask a lot of questions as well.
It's amazing. You know, the golf industry, the impact that it has on the United States economy, direct impact is over $100 billion in the last year. The indirect impact is over $200 billion. You guys are the number one golf retailer. Perfect place, perfect time, perfect vision, perfect effort. All of those things have come together really at the perfect timing, as I mentioned, because you continue to grow. To what would you say is the secret of the success of the PGA Tour Superstore?
Our people. Our associates. I mean, it's, you know, we can build big, beautiful stores, which we do, and every store we open looks better than the one before it. But if it's not for the people inside of our stores, that's our culture, that's our heartbeat, and that's what makes us different.
So cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. And, you know, we finished this year, we have 66 stores, we're opening another 8 next year. So a year from now, we'll be at 75. Oh, and the growth keeps continuing. And as you said, the golf industry is so healthy. I mean, you know, the golf industry has done this since COVID, and rounds of golf are up again significantly this year. So it's really, there's a lot of momentum, not just with us, but the entire industry.
And part of that momentum that's exciting too is the way that the game of golf is redefining itself. If you look at new golfers coming in, more than 30%, especially with kids, are female, et cetera. All of that is so healthy for all of us. And I know you guys play a part in that, and it's a part of it is just variety. I mean, I mentioned it at the start of the show today. We're not only talking about golf, but we're also talking about tennis. We're also talking about pickleball. You guys
are answering the questions that people want to ask about where golf can go, what it can be, and how it's going to define itself in the future.
Yep, absolutely. Pickleball, you mentioned pickleball. It's the fastest growing sport in the country. It's crazy. You know, you see people going in and out of our stores all the time with new rackets. And, you know, the other thing, you talked about the growth and the number of people playing. A lot more people are playing off-course golf as well.
Yeah.
You know, they're playing simulator golf, and our stores are built out with simulators, and it's great because they're converting to golf. That didn't used to be the case when people would go to a venue like Topgolf or Five Iron. It was more for entertainment, but now 10% of those people are actually converting to on-course golf. So it's really good for the industry.
It is so cool. How excited are you for 2024?
Oh, I'm really excited. This momentum just continues.
Isn't that great?
Yeah,
thank
it's going to be a great year.
You guys are doing.
Thanks, Matt.
Good to see you.
You too.
We'll be back with more of the Fairways of Life show. And when we come back, I've been promising you that we're going to talk about some of the new products. Well, let's go straight to the top. TaylorMade is going to be joining us right after these words.
Oh, relax.
Easy now. Find your happy place.
The PGA Tour Superstore.
It's all in the hips.
Where every swing is possible.
Just tap it in.
Yes!
Find all the latest gear, apparel, and personalized club fittings.
Is this goodbye?
We've only just begun.
Shop with the pros at Golf's Happy Place, the PGA Tour Superstore.
In Ireland, golf is more than just a game. Come and experience our world-famous links courses and our world-famous parkland courses, all set alongside world-famous scenery. And visit our world-famous historic sites. And while you're here, enjoy our world-famous hospitality. Fill your heart with Ireland at ireland.com/golf.
It screams. It tracks. It's soft. It reacts. It is the Bridgestone Tour B with a game-changing reactive cover designed to spring faster off your driver and stick longer to your wedges. Try Bridgestone's Tour Bs, the Tour Ball reinvented.
The Gen 6 iron is a culmination of everything that we have learned as a team, the absolute best golf club I have ever hit. It's something special. Say hello to the new PXG Gen 6 iron. The longest, most accurate irons we've ever made. They go higher and farther than any iron that I have hit to date, and they're so easy to hit. Super excited for the consumer to try these. They're going to love them.
PXG, nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, period.
Baseball? Nah. Football? Done it. I think I'm gonna go after the PGA Tour.
Bo, you're gonna need the right equipment company.
I think I got that.
You know, Tour Edge backs all their clubs with a lifetime warranty.
I know.
They ship all their premium custom clubs in 48 hours.
I know.
All their premium clubs are hand-built in the USA.
I know.
You know, Tour Edge has won 35 times out here.
Guys, I know.
Pound for pound, nothing comes close.
Boyne Golf provides the ultimate world-class golf destination with 10 championship-caliber courses spanning three resorts. Centered in Michigan's northern Lower Peninsula, the courses are the products of some of the game's masters, including Robert Trent Jones Sr., Arthur Hills, and Donald Ross. From the all-inclusive vacation packages, elite instruction with the Boyne Golf Academy, tournaments, and so much more, Boyne Golf truly offers an unrivaled Michigan golf vacation experience. Just log on to boynegolf.com.
After, so I think. Welcome back to the Fairways of Life show. Chatting away here and very much looking forward to my friend Brian Basil is here with us, who is the VP of product creation for TaylorMade. Brian, I am already, I'm so excited. I literally have chill running up my spine because we're looking at new products for 2024. I'm trying my best not to let the cat out of the bag, to let you tell the world about what we're looking at and how special this stuff is. Good to see you, my friend. How you been?
Good to see you, Matt. Yeah, I'm happy to be here as well. Very excited as well.
Well, take us through.
Okay.
So let's jump in.
Yeah. So you're going to see a lot from TaylorMade this year. Obviously, you're going to hear this new number in golf called 10K. And so that's kind of the entryway into what we did. 10K is an inertia number. Mm-hmm. A moment of inertia number. So a lot of people don't know what that is, but essentially it correlates to the stability of the head It protects ball speed on off-center shots. And so everything good happens when you have a high MOI. And in this case, we broke a barrier. We hit 10K, which is awesome. And so it's something tangible. People are going to be able to feel this when they mishit it. So I'm holding right here the QI10 Max. QI10 Max has that 10K. And so, you know, it's taken a long time to get to this place. There's, you could see there's so much technology going on. You've talked a lot about some of these technologies over the years, but just to point out, one of the things we have that nobody else has is a carbon face. It's a 60-layer carbon face. And because we have that carbon face, it allows us to give you that tailor-made speed that you're used to, that fast speed, and then complement that with now this incredible forgiveness package in the 10K. So you got the 60-layer carbon face, you got that new alignment system right up at the top there. So it's really square, like Tiger sets it down, or Rory. They just love that thing to look square. And this driver does it for you.
Now, I was just going to say, I'm going piece by piece with Ron here so you guys can see it. This is pretty unique too.
The Infinity Carbon Crown, yeah. So all around the edges, you don't see anything but carbon. And it's very clean look. A lot of the players love this look. This is a new shape for us. So that new friendlier shape, in this case, it makes it look a little bit lower profile, even though it's not. And that's something Colin Morikawa really loved and why he's playing the Max.
Wow, it's pleasing to the eye too. Now, when you look at the sole, this is almost like lifting the hood and seeing the technology that is derived here. You can see what Brian was talking about in terms of center of gravity and weight. We've already talked about stability with the MOI. What can you tell us about the engine that's driving all this?
Yeah, so you'll see that there's so much carbon fiber around the entire head. You've got the carbon composite ring, the carbon sole, and then really we split the heavy parts of the weight in the front and back. Very aerodynamic shape as well. So the airflow is coming across. You're getting, again, maximum speed out of the club as well. There's when you look at the face as well, you got the twist face that we're known for. So those off-center shots that really come into life through the swing of golfers and how they hit and miss hit. You see the flexibility of the face. The only titanium in this head is the collar that holds the face, and that collar has become more flexible. So the face and the collar flex together and provide, again, even more ball speed on off-center shots.
And that symphony of technology that Brian's talking about, you can see it even illustrated here where you're going to get that little bit of movement to just propel the ball.
No doubt about it. So this is sort of the umbrella over the entire line. When we talk about 10K, in this case, QI10 Max, it really is the flagship driver for TaylorMade.
All right, let me take it to the other extreme then. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pull the LS out, and if you could talk to us about the player profile that this would be for.
Yeah, so the QI10 LS, this is the one that's going to be played most on tour. This is the one that the guys enjoy because it has the least amount of spin. And so if you have a lot of speed and you have a lot of spin, this is the one that's gonna keep that speed up but drop the spin. It's also adjustable and has a slightly smaller footprint when you set it down and look at the top.
Here, let me hold it this way. If you can see it on your television screen right now with what we're talking about, but if I hold in this direction of camera, you can get that.
So you have a little bit smaller footprint at the top. So those players that really like the versatility of it and playability of it, you have that in the QI10 LS. You have movable weight in the sole. So you have that 18-gram sliding weight we looked at here in a second ago.
Yeah.
I'll say that again too. You have three different shapes throughout the line, the LS all the way up to the Max.
It's perfect. You know what? While I'm going to switch over to the irons here for a second, but while I'm doing that, you guys know the reason why we're here and the reason why Brian and I are together at this moment is because of the PGA Tour Superstore Training Summit. How important is it for you, for TaylorMade, to be able to get in front of the associates, to be able to train them to all the technology that exists in your products?
It's absolutely critical. Honestly, there's a lot of information out there. You can read about it, but having the associates dialed in, understanding the product so that they can really help the golfer in the best way. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do is to help these golfers play better golf.
Yeah.
And through the equipment and through the associates at PGA Tour Superstore, allowing you to optimize your performance.
Is it fun for you when you're out on the range or you're in one of the classrooms and you're training, that it's kind of eureka moments for people, whether they're hitting a club or whether they're learning about technology, that they really get to understand and enjoy it?
It is. They're passionate about golf. We're passionate about golf. So it's sometimes it doesn't feel like work and what we're doing. But we all are kind of after the same mission. So that's helpful.
That's perfect. Okay. Yeah. QI10, we were talking about with the drivers. Here is a glimpse of the technology with the irons as well. You want to take us through some of the features and benefits?
Yeah, definitely. So the QI irons, this is a game improvement iron. iron. One of the key features in the QI iron is that it's designed for what we call straight distance, which is not trivial. In fact, most game improvement irons are not, they typically don't go straight, especially the longer the iron. The reason is because all the faces have become very flexible and fast. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the face of the iron, go ahead and flip it around if you don't mind.
Nope.
The toe is higher than the heel. And so if you think about the flexibility, which side is going to be more flexible? The toe side. And so when you get fast faces, they tend to want to go to the right. And so most golfers are fighting that slice. We have patented technology that's in the QI to counteract that and create each iron in the set to go straight.
Beautiful.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
So you're not trying to overcome a bias within the club already. And then each individual iron throughout the set is designed to be optimal for that particular function of that iron. And so we change the face geometry, we change the slots in the bottom to, again, optimize that particular iron to be best for its performance.
Perfect. Could you talk to us about the flange and the width here and the offset? Because I think you guys can see that on the angle.
Yeah, for sure. So we have sort of a nice friendly size head. You got a slightly wider sole than, say, a player's iron. And then you've got a good amount of offset. So you set it down, just looks easy to hit. We lengthen the blade just a touch, about a millimeter. And we soften the leading edge right here a touch too. So these are just things that we learn over time that help golfers that are going for this iron that it's designed for to work better.
This cavity looks like it has a lot of technology built in too. You were talking about the internal mechanism to help you, but even here I can see carbon.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling that out. We call this the cap back construction because you actually pull off the cap and you would see a lot of technology on the inside. We have an echo damper in there that dampens the unwanted vibration, and it really allows the face to flex more freely. But it's super lightweight and it's on the backside of the head. So it kind of covers, well, in this case, the engine of the iron.
How important is it for people to get to a PGA Tour Superstore for custom fitting?
Well, in every club within your bag, at any level, you should definitely do it. Get into the store, test it out, get the right lie angle, get the right loft. We have all the tools to help you out.
Are you super excited about 2023?
I'm fired up for sure.
We are too. Yeah. Thank you for coming by. Appreciate it. I know it's very busy for Brian and his team. At the PGA Tour Superstore Training Summit, think about the hundreds and hundreds of people that they're training, but you took a few moments to spend with us and show us this. I couldn't wait to see it up close, and it is absolutely as beautiful and packed with technology as I expected. Good luck in 2024,
my friend.
Thanks
for having me.
Good
to
see you.
Absolutely.
We'll be back with more of the Fairways of Life show right after this.
I guess, hello world, huh?
And with one subtle hello, Tiger began an amazing and unthinkable career.
I've done it for 20 years now with Bridgestone. It allows me to play an aggressive style around the greens, and it's allowed me to win a lot of tournaments.
Bridgestone Golf, proud to be part of your journey.
Boyne Golf provides the ultimate world-class golf destination with 10 championship-caliber courses spanning three resorts. Centered in Michigan's northern Lower Peninsula, the courses are the products of some of the game's masters, including Robert Trent Jones Sr., Arthur Hills, and Donald Ross. From the all-inclusive vacation packages, elite instruction with Boyne Golf Academy, tournaments, and so much more, Boyne Golf truly offers an unrivaled Michigan golf vacation experience. Just log on to boynegolf.com.
I think when you're training for other sports or why most people go to the gym is so that they can like have muscles and, you know, be strong and be healthy. And a lot of the reason why they struggle to play golf is their body doesn't move properly for them to be able to hit a golf ball. And when you're training for golf, it's a little bit different because you're focused more on flexibility and mobility and being strong in motion. When you're able to kind of have a warm up and have a workout routine and kind of gradually build up to where you're training your body to move properly, yeah, you're going to get a lot of big dividends on the golf course.
Easy now. Find your happy place. The PGA Tour Superstore. It's all in the hips, where every swing is possible. Just tap it in.
Yes!
Find all the latest gear, apparel, and personalized club fittings.
Is this goodbye?
We've only just begun.
Shop with the pros at Golf's Happy Place, the PGA Tour Superstore.
What if we started a company and the company was under no time constraints, no financial constraints? The one constraint is their clubs had to be exceptional performers and much better than any other alternative. I was told time and again, it'll never work. It worked like a house of fire. And I'll tell you what, I think our customers love it. BXG, nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, period.
Zero Friction introduces the Wheel Pro Push Cart Golf Bag with its revolutionary 3-in-1 design, supportive legs that spring into action, a comfort grip handle with 3 locking positions, accessories for the modern golfer enhanced by 7 pockets for more storage, and removable all-terrain wheels which slide right into place. The new Zero Friction Wheel Pro Golf Bag checks every box for every golfer. Push, carry, or cart, the decision is yours thanks to Zero Friction. Head to ZeroFriction.com today.
Welcome back to Fairways of Life show. It's beautiful there, isn't it? There is here at the PGA Tour Superstore Training Summit. Weather's gorgeous today. It was really nice yesterday. We were out in the range yesterday checking out the product, hitting the product. And then in the afternoon when there were some threatened storms, which I don't know if it ever actually came to pass, but it got windy, but that was the extent of it. But in the afternoon, everybody went in and was actually trained in a classroom setting to the technology, because it's actually, for me as an equipment guy, I have to tell you that it's somewhat of a frustration of mine that there is so much technology in these products that it's pretty much impossible. In the way that the golf world is structured, most of the information and glimpses you'll get of the products will be of a tour player playing them or a 30-second commercial. And I'm telling you, you cannot know the technology of these clubs in 30 seconds. It's impossible. So the fact that the PGA Tour Superstore brings the associates here and they get the intense training, it enables you to be in a situation where what I always like to recommend to people is, let's say it's a driver and you're interested in a new driver for your game in 2024. Now is the time of year, of course, when you start to look, because you want to have it out and ready by the time you're ready to play in the spring. What I recommend you do is go into a PGA Tour Superstore, and the first thing they're going to do is they're going to measure your swing and all of its dynamics. And then I know you're going to have some specific items. You may be a person that's into whatever, you name the brand, Callaway, TaylorMade, Titleist, Cobra, Wilson, et cetera, whatever it is. If there is a must-have because you are a person that loves a brand, grab that club, right? And they'll make sure that the shaft is right for you. They'll make sure that you have the loft that you need for the testing. Grab that club. Then grab 3 or 4 others and test them against each other. If you have your old driver, bring that in too. We'll test it against that. And the reason why that's so important is that you can check something like, we'll say, call it dispersion. What Brian was just talking about from TaylorMade was he was talking about MOI. And MOI is a measurement of stability at the moment of impact. And it's particularly acute when you hit off center. Think about what I just said. We all are going to hit off center. There are times you're going to hit it right in the sweet spot, as they used to say, right on the screws. But more often than not, there's going to be dispersion on that club face. And if you can make that club face perform better technically on the off-center point, and for most amateur golfers, it's low in the heel or high in the toe. And you can get better performance from that because of the technology that is built in, because of everything we talked about, where the center of gravity is, the center of gravity, incidentally, is a pinpoint balance point in the club. And if you can generally move that down and back, you're going to get a higher launch angle. And if you can take the weight that you would gain from the use of a carbon crown and move it on the interior of the club, you're going to get the stability left and right. Add to that twist face technology, etc., then you can start to impact better performance from bulge and roll effect. All of that technology is built there to help you play better. When you come into a PGA Tour Superstore, you can check out all that technology to make sure that your particular game and your particular tendencies can benefit from what we have. I hear a lot of people, and I'll have people ask me, they'll say, you know, I understand the best players in the world, but I'm an X handicap, 15, 20, whatever it is. Do I really need to be custom fit? My opinion is, as a guy that came from the equipment side of the industry, is that the higher your handicap, the more you're going to benefit from making sure that you have equipment that is perfect for you. Right?
PGA Tour Superstore has all of that. Before we wrap up today, I want to make sure that we start to inform you as to how, when, and where you can catch your coverage of the golf that is coming up this week. And as we were talking about earlier in the program, it's pretty good field. It's pretty stout at the American Express. Thursday through Sunday, our coverage on Golf Channel will be kicking off at 4 p.m. Eastern time and right up into the evening scheduled window at 7 p.m. The coverage on ESPN Plus, part of PGA Tour Live, that will be from 11:30 a.m. on Thursday all the way up into 7 p.m. Remember, there's four different feeds for that. The American Express on PGA Tour Radio, Thursday and Friday starting at 1 p.m. All these times are Eastern. Saturday and Sunday, coverage starts at 2 p.m. You can hear it on the PGA Tour app. You can hear it on the PGAtour.com website. It is free on both of those locations and available around the world. Or if you subscribe to, as you can see in our graphic, National Satellite Service, Sirius XM. The Hilton Grand Vacations Tournament of Champions, which is winners from the season that was on the LPGA, as well as celebrities. I'll show you a list of the same in just a moment. Thursday and Friday from 1 p.m. on Golf Channel, Saturday from 2 to 3, and then from 3 to 5 on NBC, Sunday from 1 to 4, once again on Golf Channel. The DP World Tour will be playing at the Dubai Desert Classic. Coverage from 2:30 a.m. I love that. I get to get up in the middle of the night and watch golf from the desert. Good field there as well. That'll take you all the way up until 8:30 a.m. Saturday and Sunday from 2 a.m. And then just kind of a pre-programming note to let everybody know, next week we will be broadcasting live our program built around the PGA merchandise show. I'll also be hosting the coverage on the Golf Channel side as well. As to the celebrities I was promising you from the Hilton Grand Vacations event, there you can see from kind of all facets of life. You can see a lot of athletes there. I have a strong suspicion that there are some on that list that are maybe your favorites when you were a kid. But there's also people from the entertainment side. There's Alfonso Rubiero, about a 3-handicap golfer that he is. Larry the Cable Guy is getting it done. Jack Wagner there, if you're a soap opera fan. I think he's in something else, too. He was in some Western show, Jack Wagner. What's it? When Calls the Heart, Donna tells me, a Hallmark channel. So that you've got that covered for your casual viewing and probably Christmas viewing as well. All right, folks, thank you so much for your company. It is awesome being here. He was on Melrose Place, too, the ladies tell me, which was, I'm sure he won an Emmy for that. There's no doubt about it, but he's a good player. There is little doubt. Oh, and they told me he can sing too. Who knew we were going to dive so deep into Jack Wagner and all of his merits? But thank you for diving deep with us this week here for the PGA Tour Superstore Training Summit. It has been awesome to be here. It's always awesome to be here. It's fun for me because you can feel the buzz, you can feel the excitement, and when you are shopping with the pros and those pros have buzz and excitement, then you know the stuff that's on offer for you is going to be the very best indeed, which we wish you the very, very best indeed as well. Thanks for joining us. And until we are together again, goodbye for now.